Welcome to Beer Report number 2. This is Groucho.
And this is Judd.
And this is June 9th.
What time is it?
It's late.
Is it late?
Little Judd.
Does it still count as June 9th?
I think so. It's
surprisingly enough.
10 till midnight.
Ooh.
All right, okay. So this is the Beer Report. And we're going to start off with the Michelob Amber Bock, which I normally have a low opinion of.
I can't deny the Amber Bock, and you like the Amber Bock on a regular basis.
But, so you've had it before?
Yeah. Actually, I used to know an Amber Bock distribution guy in Fort Myers, who, and that's Florida, by the way, who, the Tampa to Fort Myers area was the actually highest distributed Amber Bock area in the country.
So, more posers per capita? Or?
No, you could say that.
Okay, so tonight we had the Amber Bock by the pitcher at Captain Ron's in Creve, Tucky. And you didn't say like you'd ever have before. I'll be honest with you, I kind of thought it was a poser beer, and I normally wouldn't have drank it, but I kind of enjoyed it tonight.
I've drank quite a bit of Amber Bock in my time, actually.
Have you?
And I'm glad you think I'm a poser. Go fuck yourself, Groucho. Thank you.
Fuck you. Okay, so then the night steadily moved on to the liquor store. We didn't drink anything what we bought, but then we moved into the basement and drank the Beamish.
Beamish Stout. It's
in the can.
In the can.
With the testes.
With the testes, which you should have a photo of if you're listening to this. And it's kind of like Guinness. It's almost a little lighter. I don't know if there's less body to it. How would you describe that?
I think it was more of the chocolate. To me, it wasn't the dirt. It was more chocolate.
Yeah, I can see that. A little bit more chocolate, a little less dirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I can say, but I think I may prefer a little bit of the dirt.
I like the dirt more, too.
I know, man. I want some grub worms. And
absolutely. Give me some mealworms and some dirt with my drink any day of the week, and I'll drink that over the beach.
Yeah, a little mulching mower left over.
Oh, yeah. You know? Nice. Okay. And then we slipped in a little
Liney creamy dark.
And again, we both thought if it were Guinness and it were in a testicle can, it'd probably be great. But
yeah, nothing like the incredible testicle can.
No, I love the testicle can.
Okay. Then this is a true find right here. This is the greatest red beer ever.
Who found that?
I'll show you. Fuckball, you found it. I can't claim this. You decided to buy it, and I decided to buy lots of cheap volume discount whiskey or booze in general.
That'd be spice rum.
Oh, yeah. They all blend together
the
after a while.
The Captain R, maybe.
Arr!
Arr!
That's no faggy pirate on that one, let me tell you.
Oh, hey there. So anyway, what do you got there in your hand there?
This is the... by the Great Lakes Brewing Company, it is Conway's Irish Ale. And if you drink Killian's and pretend you like it, well, first of all, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Poser.
And this is everything you ever wished a Killian's actually was. This is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
This is one of the best beers I've probably ever had.
Yes.
Great Lakes Brewing Company, Conway's Irish Ale.
$8 a six-pack, it should be fucking good. But St. Elmo's Fire is up on that picture on the front of the bottle there.
That is true.
What is St. Elmo's Fire there, Chud?
St. Elmo's Fire is when protons and electrons in the Earth's atmosphere communicate with beings above the atmosphere and lightning starts
like UFOs?
Zapping shit. Yeah, exactly. Like UFOs. St. Elmo's Fire, when UFOs decide they want to... blast the shit out of something.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts glowing before they hit it.
I remember watching V in the 80s. I think it was...
V? The fuck is that?
Never mind. Alien Nation? I don't know. Some...
Alien Nation! Yeah, that's right. The guys with, like, they had the fucking liver spots on their head, right?
Dude, that was V.
With the liver spots?
I thought
on
so.
On the skull? On the, like, the pointy... kind of like cone heads with liver spots, right?
It was V, wasn't it? I don't remember. Okay, anyway. Great Lakes Brewing Company's Conway's Irish Ale is a great beer to pick up, and I totally enjoy it. And actually, my beer of choice 99% of the time here is Leinenkugel, and to me this was like a great, great line of course. It's like what I would expect to suck out of the giant cask of the Lenny.
Sucking straight from the cask.
Yeah, if
baby.
I were to like sneak away from the beer tour and like get into the cask area and just like suck away and like a fucking mother's nipple, I'd just be like sucking.
God.
Yeah.
Mother's nipple.
Not like I'm dreaming about it or anything.
There's some Oedipal shit going on in this beer report. I don't know if I'm cool with that. Your mom is my mom, all right, too. All right, I don't know. All right.
All right,
this is keeping with the Bavarian purity law as well. So, I mean, this Great Lakes Brewing Company shit, this is like an organic ale. So if you have some problems with preservatives and stuff like that, you can drink this and get drunk in peace.
Nice to be able to have a good shit in the morning, right?
Exactly.
All right.
There's like whole kernel corn in this shit right now.
And then of course, finish the night off the Lainey's Original, which nobody can deny is the greatest beer on earth.
Yeah, can't go wrong with the Lainey's Original.
Oh, but what's that in your hand, you cheap son of a bitch?
Well, because I am the scavenger / garbage disposal of the liquor cabinet. Chud at the moment is drinking Bud fucking Light.
Poser.
Oh.
It
sucks, but at the same time,
I offered him the Lainey's. He wouldn't take it.
I'm doing my job as cleaning out the filth of the liquor cabinet at the moment.
Wow.
And, you know, I think that may be my calling.
You think so? all right.
This is running a little long.
No, actually, we're still good. I think we had 8 minutes last week. All right. So this was the beer report for the middle of June, 2005, and maybe we'll post this on my website. We'll definitely post it on the realhappyhour.com web forum. Good night. Any words there, Judd?
I would say all of you look forward to the new album from Children of Precipitation. We'll post information as it becomes available. Have a great night.
I can't wait.